You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget tonight, the game on ESPN at 8, but it's 7. You want to tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns for
Building the Browns.
Part 2. And, of course, on the pregame show, I'll be joining Andy Baskin for 30 minutes from 7:30 to 8, getting you ready for the Browns and the Bills tonight. 216-578-0850. That is the way to get on board with us. Again, 216-578-0850. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now. We've got James downtown. What's up, James? James, how you doing?
Oh, really? That's good, man. Good to hear. What do you got for us?
All right, let's try Jeff in Youngstown.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, good, Jeff?
Man. Hey, I've been really intrigued the past few weeks of what you guys have been saying about the wide receiver group, and it just seems to me that Pettine keeps on harping on this whole run-heavy offense. But I know Marlon Moore will be a gunner and everything on special teams, but I want your guys' take on what some of these personnel groupings will actually be like for the offense. And I think that we might actually see a lot more pass than run. And I want to know if you guys think that maybe Pettine's trying to, I don't know, fly under the radar to the rest of the league.
I don't believe that Coach Pettine's trying to fly under the radar when it comes to the team's ability or wherewithal to run the football. But the one thing that I would like to say on this topic to answer his question is, I think the tendency of an offensive coordinator, and in this case, a young offensive coordinator, is the passing game and the intricate looks and the matchups that you can build, you know, with all that pre-snap movement is very intriguing, and you want to see an end result come from all your thoughts. And I guess you can just get a little bit more intricate and detailed, and the portion of the playbook when it comes to the pass game versus the run game is so much more, you know, significant that you want to see those things. So the tendency is for an offensive coordinator is, you know, every single down, he has an opportunity to run it or throw it. I think this league sets precedence that it's a passing league. You know, I think that, you know, even our division has become a little bit more of a passing league. And I think John DeFilippo at this point right now kind of takes for granted what he has up front with the offensive line and in the backfield, even though we'd all like to see it to help reaffirm our questions that we have about this team. But it's he's got a lot of toys. And he's got a lot of opportunities to play with these toys, you know, out there in these routes and movements and things of that sort. And he wants to go out and do it in a game setting.
He does. And I think that's a team that knows they can run it or believe they can run it. And they want to work on the passing game and the timing and all of those things. But I want to see it. I want to see it. Come out and run it effectively. I want to see it. Let's go. Speaking of the running game, let's go to Ron in New Mexico. What's up, Ron?
Hey, thank you, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm curious if you have any thoughts about the run game and the lack of Kyle Shanahan. The Shanahans are a master at the outside zone.
He's a master,
I love Filippo, but do you think that so far the lack of any running game has anything to do with Kyle not being there? Thanks.
All right, let's just I don't think so. I think they're looking forward to getting that going. Let's not forget, we've had a preseason game where the starters played a drive and Joe Thomas didn't even play. So, but as this game goes and week three goes, yes, you want to see it. They have run the ball in practice. We didn't get to see as much successful running against in those joint practices as we would have liked, but the second day they really threw the ball the entire practice.
They did.
I want to see it. I don't think it has to do with that. I do think that there's a reason, though, that Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, Gary Kubiak, wherever they have been, running backs have been successful because they are masters of that zone scheme. Now, the running back coach that was here and got those techniques with Kyle Wilbur Montgomery is still here. The offensive line coaches are still here. And the players are still
here.
And
we've heard, you know, Mitchell Schwartz sit here and say a lot of what they do, a lot of the techniques or what they're being asked to do in this John DeFilippo offense is very similar to what they did last year. So I wouldn't think that Flip's coming in here and changing their technique or changing his expectations of them in the zone run scheme. And if I were him as a young coordinator, I'd play to the strengths. And as we originally introduced Flip as the offensive coordinator, we had him here in the Dog Bowl on this very same show, and he talked about, I'm going to watch every single snap of this offense in 2014. So he knows the strengths and weaknesses of every player that participated on this line, and why would anybody want to go against it? Why I'm going to make these guys struggle and teach them all these new techniques
right.
and change the verbiage and make them, you know, do something that they're not good at. No, you're going to build off of what they have, and what they had last year was very good when you got all five starters.
To me, you're right, and you want to see that. And for people who are saying, oh, they need to bring in this back, that back, whatever, it doesn't matter unless the line does a better job. You can't have 16 yards rushing from your starters and 17 of those yards coming after contact. They've got to be able to get down the field a little bit and have an opportunity to make plays. And hopefully that is what we are going to see going forward. Let's go. Speaking of Josh McCown, Mike in Solon is with us. What's up, Mike?
Mike, you there?
Mike is not.
Guys?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey. So I was going to ask you guys, I feel like you guys are the most educated Browns guys in probably the world.
Thank you.
No problem. Love you guys. But so what do you think Josh McCown's max potential is this season? And I'm talking like record, and if you think playoffs, how far?
That's a very good question. I think that this team, the way that it is structured, if I see them kind of as around an 8-8 team, if they get a couple of breaks and win a couple games, maybe they shouldn't, they get a break, a team fumble, whatever it is, they get those, the ball bounces the right way. I think there's a team that can get to 9-7, maybe best case scenario, 10-6. I think that if it goes the other way, this is a team that could go, you know, 6-10, 7-9. But I think that's the range. I think that's where you're looking. Josh McCown, to me, is a guy who can come out. He can complete over 60% of his passes for you, which would be good for this football team. He's a guy who I think will throw more touchdowns than interceptions. I think a great season for Josh McCown, if he played 16 games on this team with what they want to do, would be about, we'll call it 3,600 yards passing, probably 20 to 22 touchdowns and hopefully around 12 interceptions. And if he does something like that, this team will be on the upper end of those predictions.
I agree. And when he was posing his questions, I had numbers in my head, and I had 3,500 or more, you know, 3,500 to 3,800. Any more than that, I think you're asking too much of him and the playmakers on this team. And as the caller prior said, we're relying too much on the passing game, and we're going against who we want to be in our ability to run the football. So, and every time I get asked that same question about, you know, how good or bad are we going to be? And this is not fully relying on just Josh McCown. It's the makeup of this football team. Is I say the same thing, nothing worse than 6-10. And I don't think that this team not yet can make that full on flip from, you know, 7-9 to 11-5. They're just not there yet. You know, they're a year away from that. So I would say 9-7. 9-7 is what I believe this football team will be.
I think this team is a couple of playmakers on offense away and somebody who routinely gets to the quarterback on the edge or from the perimeter of the defensive line away from being
a 15-plus sack guy.
Really good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what they need.
Yes.
That to me is what they need. And the interesting thing is going to be about how do these windows time out, because they have invested a lot in draft picks, but they've also invested a lot in some elder statesmen. And so your windows are going to kind of open and close simultaneously, and you're going to need a lot of these young guys that you drafted in the succession planning to step in and be good. And also, to obviously, you need the quarterback. Let's go right now to Dave in Zor. Zor sounds like just such a strong city.
It's got to be a planet, is it not?
It is, right? Son of Jamel. Well,
there's some good golf courses down there. You ought to come down one day.
That'd be great.
I like golf.
I was just going to say, I know you can't bet against Las Vegas, but, I mean, we led the division better than over half of the season, and this team is much better than last year. I'm pumped up for tonight and the season, and I look for good things from this team. And a Mike Pettine team, from what I saw from last year, is going to play tough on the field. You know, I tend to bet against Vegas this year.
You know, I think that it's there. And for me, you know, for Vegas to win, that's six. That's at the lower end of, and to me, that's where things don't go the way that you want them to go. You never know what's going to happen with injuries, but I would agree with you that this is a team that is better than it was a year ago. The schedule is tougher. But I think the additions that were made, both with the veterans and with the rookies, have made this a better football team than it was a year ago. Dan downtown. What's going on, Dan?
Dan.
What's going on, Nathan?
Not too much. How are you, man?
Hey, man, listen, I respect you guys' opinion, but I respectfully disagree. I think the Browns are going to go 4-12. And
why do you say that?
Have you looked at the roster?
Do you not think the roster is better than it was a year ago?
No, I don't.
And why is that?
You brought in two wide receivers. We had two more touchdowns than I did. And that's not a big bump on the receiver side. And Josh McCown is the average quarterback at best.
Okay. But do you think the receivers are better than the receivers that you had last year?
And the schedule is tougher. They're not going to get any lucky wins. Then you sit there and say that McCown is going to be better than Hoyer, and you haven't seen him even play the whole year with the Browns.
I've seen him enough, and I think the other people, and believe me, many of the beat writers here were massive Hoyer fans that – don't take my word for it. He's a different level of quarterback, and I believe that completely. I also think one of the huge issues with last year's team was their inability to stop the run. And with Danny Shelton in town, with Randy Starks in town, they're going to stop the run.
Yeah,
at least more effectively than they did a year ago.
If you run the ball with consistency, which we did not because of Alex Mack's injury, and we are the 16th best team at stopping the run in the National Football League, how much better would we be last year to this year? Those two things.
How much better do I think we are?
Yeah, if we would have been 16th versus in our ability to run stop the run last year, and Alex Mack does not get hurt, what's our record last year?
I think it could have easily been 9-7.
Easily, right?
Yeah,
very easily. If not 10-6,
and that's with the exact personnel of a year ago.
Correct.
And I think the personnel is better this year.
I agree with you. Okay, and we've sought out our ability, barring any injury, that offensive line is going to be very good like they were last year.
I want to see
when
them
playing together.
Yes.
And then we sought out with the 12th overall pick in this year's draft and Randy Starks and signing John Hughes to address our ability to stop the run.
Yes.
So those two things secured up, and I haven't even mentioned the playmakers as wide receivers. I haven't mentioned the quarterback. Those two things, to me personally, is why I believe this can be a 9-7 football team.
I agree. I concur. We got one more call here. Then we're going to come back. We're going to hear from Andrew Hawkins. We got Mike in a car. Mike, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys?
Not too much. How are you?
I'm all right. Seattle didn't have any breakaway wide receivers last year, you know, and other than Gronkowski, neither did New England.
Right.
If you get good, this is still a quarterback-driven league, you know.
Yes,
if you get good enough quarterback play and you can play defense, and you can run the football, you know, these guys, they're good enough if the quarterback puts the ball on them. It's going to be, you know, we can talk about it all day, but when it's all said and done, it's going to be about how efficient Josh McCown plays. So I think that, you know, I think we're fine, especially at the wide receiver position. It's going to be determined on McCown, so we'll see.
It is a quarterback-driven league, yes. And those teams are good quarterbacks make everybody around them better. Tom Brady certainly does that. Russell Wilson and the fact the presence of Marshawn Lynch did that in Seattle. So,
does Andy Dalton not do that?
No, Andy Dalton does not do that. No, Andy Dalton does not do that. He gets you the playoffs. That's what he does, which is good. I mean, we'd like to get to the playoffs.
I would.
Yeah,
be
I would love it. When we come back, we'll hear from a guy who was a former Cincinnati Bengal, now Cleveland Brown wide receiver, the leading receiver from a year ago, Andrew Hawkins. We'll hear what he had to say in advance of the Browns and the Bills coming up when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.